now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Cottonwood Area Transit, Barrett Propane, Augie's Restaurant, Cliff Castle Casino, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Hope you're all doing well out there. As of tonight at 5 o'clock, the Governor Ducey has a stay-at-home order that goes into effect. So a little bit more on that when Ben Hooper with the Town of Prescott Valley Economic Development Department joins me during this show. But a couple of things. We're going to continue our conversation on the COVID-19 pandemic. My guests today include Jerry Denniston, Director of Yavapai College Small Business Development Center, helping our businesses out there. And there's a lot of resources and information, and you could be bombarded with a lot of things. Jerry puts it clear, concise, it's relevant, and it is also credible. So we'll be talking to Jerry. And then Ben, of course, we'll be talking to him on what the town is doing and the communities are doing. And then also we'll be talking to Dr. David Wolkoff, who's the medical director at West Yavapai Guidance Clinic, and mental health. So we're talking businesses, community, and mental health things going on in this show today. Want to also remind you to go to pvchamber.org. You can go to our front page and Prescott Valley Together. Again, resources, information, keeping it current, again, relevant and credible from all of our sources that we're working through. So we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, I'm really happy to have Jerry Denniston. We just were on a conference call today, what she's been working on to help our small business community get through the pandemic and survive this economy. So you're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQ&A 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and KQ&A.com.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth a family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean, burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun, friendly salon. Let's go to Janessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Janessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Janessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Janessa's with an E Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Hi everyone, this is Dennis Prager inviting you to join me every weekday from 9 to noon right here on KQ&A. I'm proud to be part of KQ&A's live talk block every day. No pulling of punches because we tell it like it is. And if you like to think, well, you'll love my show. And if you don't like to think, well, by golly, you need my show. The Dennis Prager Show weekdays from 9 to noon on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reaper Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same day and next day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. I'm joined by Jerry Denniston, the director of Yavapai College Small Business Development Center. Welcome, Jerry.
Thank you, Marnie. I'm happy to be here.
It's good to have you here. So this COVID-19 pandemic, we had to cancel our business academy.
Mm-hmm.
And you're a presenter on that,
right.
Marketing and technology and all of that. And I'm hoping that we'll be able to get it in August and kind of take advantage of that late summer, early fall time when people can go back out and make an investment in business. But I just want to say thank you for being a part of that with us.
I've enjoyed teaching that every single year.
We've been doing it, it's 13 years now.
Yeah.
I know. Great.
Amazing.
And here we are, probably something you have never experienced in your lifetime.
Mm-mm.
And you've always been involved in business resources, business marketing, things like that.
Right. I have been. Yeah. This has been my entire career is small business consulting, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So the same kind of work that I'm doing with the Small Business Development Center at Yavapai College is what I've been doing my entire career. So, yes. And wow, there's just a lot going on because it's constantly changing. And our challenge has been to stay up with all of the changes, everything that's happening since the Congress passed the CARES Act and the president signed it last Friday. The SBA kudos to the SBA for putting together the disaster loan package.
Right.
As they did so quickly two weeks ago. And then every day, almost, it's changed. So over the weekend, the application process for the disaster loan has changed yet again.
Mm-hmm.
And they are saying now that if you applied for the disaster loan, the SBA Economic Injury Disaster Loan, if you applied for that any time in the prior 2 weeks, you need to go back and reapply. And the good news is it's easy now. There's no forms to upload. There's none of that extra information that you had to provide earlier. There's no login that you have to do. You simply go to covid19relief.sba.gov and then start the application process. And it's four steps. When you get to the fourth step, the new addition is you can check the box for asking for the $10,000 advance. This is part of that CARES package mm-hmm. that was approved last Friday. And this is money that for business owners to use for payroll, for business expenses, for ongoing, just read here from what it says. It is an advance that does not need to be repaid under any circumstance, and it can be used for employees on payroll, for sick leave, for increased production costs due to the supply chain disruptions, pay business obligations, including debt, rent, and mortgage.
Wow.
So, and that's up to $10,000, and that's per business or nonprofit.
Okay.
So do apply. I mean, we do say apply.
Yes, do apply.
Do apply.
And you have to apply for the SBA loan because in order to qualify to get that $10,000, there's that box you have to check.
It's the only way you can get that $10,000 advance, which is a grant.
Mm-hmm.
It's considered a grant. You don't have to repay it. The only way is to apply for the Economic Injury Disaster Loan. The nice thing about that loan, it's a fixed rate 30-year loan. If you're a business, a for-profit business, it's 3.75%. If you're a nonprofit, it's 2.75%. There's no obligation to accept it if you get approved, and there is no prepayment penalty.
So if your circumstances change.
Yeah. We've had clients say, well, what if all I need is $10,000? Well, that's fine. Apply. Get the $10,000 check, and when the SBA loan officer contacts you, you can say, thank you very much, but I don't need it.
Right. Well, excellent information. I think a lot of our businesses out there are confused.
Mm-hmm.
But like you said, it changes daily. And I'll tell you, we deal with this every single day, Jerry, and you and I and any of us in the economic development provider world. We don't know either.
Right.
We don't know what we don't know until we get the latest information and we get it out there. I think what they're finding out is they're streamlining the process.
Exactly.
They pushed it out here. Kudos to them. I agree with you. Really quickly, let's start helping and realize, okay, we can tweak this now to this process that we've got here. So what
exactly
was that website again?
It is COVID-19 relief. www.sba.gov.
Excellent.
So if you go to sba.gov/disaster, which is, you know, one of the other website URLs, the, what you want to look for at the top of that site is anything in yellow at the top that says COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you go to that website, you, in the right big button in the middle says apply for assistance. My fear is that that's going to go to their normal disaster relief assistance application process, not COVID-19. This is totally different. You need to be sure you're on COVID-19 relief. This is an economic injury disaster loan only. It has nothing to do with structure, you know,
right,
problems, fires,
it's
floods.
COVID.
It's COVID.
It's because of that. So it's also on our website. I immediately after you shared that today, mm-hmm, put it on our website, pbchamber.org, on our Prescott Valley Together with the hot link that'll go right to that.
Great.
And, so it's on also on our website.
I think we have it on the SBDC website as well, which is yc.edu/SBDC. I believe it may also be on the REDC. That's a Regional Economic Development Center website. And the other thing of that the REDC is doing, which is wonderful, is, you know, they've been, Catherine Anderson is the one that does all the job fairs. Well, the job fairs in person have been canceled as a
right
result of this, and she's going to start some virtual job fairs. But for the moment, the website, REDC dot, I think it's, I don't even.
She said it was dot job fair.
Dot slash job fair.
Slash job fair.
So REDC, yc.edu/job fair.
Right.
yc.edu/job fair. If you go there, what she is doing is updating all the current job openings. So instead of job fairs, it's all the job opportunities throughout Yavapai County.
Mm-hmm.
Not just in the Quad Cities, everywhere across the county. Plus we've got the SBA. If you are a lawyer, a paralegal, an attorney, the SBA is hiring for
right
remote workers. They desperately need people to help with the COVID disaster loan process.
I'm sure they're just inundated with applications, but everybody, you know, across the country is feeling this economic pain.
Right. Right. Exactly.
Yeah, people are being told to stay home.
Yes.
Which means now we're really not going out and wandering and shopping and, you know, wining and dining and all of the kinds of things we're so used to doing.
And it's also affected the college. You know, think about all the students, right? Because
yes,
the college, we've had to close all the campuses, mm-hmm, and the centers, but the college is still active. I mean, the faculty and staff are working remotely from home. All of the in-person classes have been converted to online only. And I know that the IT department is furiously working to find a solution for students who don't have access to internet,
right,
to be able to go sit on a campus. You just have to let the police know, the campus police know that you're coming on campus to go do your student work and then sit outside the library at one of the outdoor tables.
Get one of those Wi-Fi.
And access the YC Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to find solutions for students who don't have internet access in order to do their online classwork.
Now, this is through the end of the semester.
It is.
So we're looking now. Are you taking fall registrations?
We are. Fall registration is open. We're also taking summer registration. My understanding from the last video I saw from Dr. Ryan is that we're going to continue remote classes through summer.
Right.
So
it's going to take a while to get back.
It will.
You know, there's still talk of when it peaks, and then, you know, and then there's a recovery period that we're all going to need to get through.
Right.
So that's all going to be happening at that same time. A couple
right
of other things, Jerry, you mentioned SBA, that's for the regular, our businesses. What about our agricultural and our businesses?
So the, the disaster loan and the $10,000 advance applies also for some agricultural, small agricultural, enterprises. But for larger agricultural enterprises, you want to go to the USDA.gov. They also have disaster loans and grants, and they still have access. I mean, you want to go apply there. That's
mm-hmm
because that is their business. So if you're in the hemp business or you're a rancher or a farmer, go to USDA.gov. I think /disaster.
Right. They've got that information there too.
Right.
You know, again, all these organizations are working together to help you. And one of the things that we are doing as a group in Yavapai County, NACOG, SBDC, the chambers, the towns, are putting together a business website, similar to what we're doing for our Prescott Valley Together, encompassing the whole county and all the communities involved from Cottonwood, Sedona, and all the way, you know, to Seligman and Black Canyon City, I guess. YCAZbusinesses.org will be that website. It's not live yet, but we expect it to go up by the end of the week, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I think it's going to be live maybe tomorrow.
By tomorrow. But keep an eye on that one, ycazbusinesses.org. And again, all this information that Jerry's talking about will be on there too.
Right.
Along with all the individual community information.
Mm-hmm.
And jobs.
And jobs.
And jobs.
And jobs. And you know, I think that's the silver lining in this whole pandemic is that the entire community has come together.
Right.
And, I mean, it's been a phenomenal collaboration that we've seen with everybody across Yavapai County.
Well, and thank you to Yavapai College for providing the Zoom conferencing.
Yes.
Now, if I could just get me a webcam, and those are sold out everywhere, so it's crazy. You know, I'm having as much trouble finding a webcam as people are finding toilet paper, you know?
Right. And just hand sanitizer.
And hand sanitizer. So again, your website for more information, Jerry?
yc.edu/SBDC.
And all of what we've talked about is on your website?
A lot of it's on our website.
Okay.
I wouldn't say all of what we've talked about is on the website, but the most important one to go to is the COVID-19relief.sba.gov and apply.
And that's for all businesses?
All businesses,
sole proprietorship,
nonprofits, sole proprietor, independent contractor, some agriculture. I'm trying to think who else.
LLCs.
LLC. Tribal businesses.
Okay.
Yeah, LLC, S Corp, C Corp, any small business under 500 employees.
I just, you know, Jerry and I, we both recommend people go online, fill out that, check that box for that $10,000. You can need that help. You can get that help that'll carry you through April.
Exactly.
And we've just got to take it one day at a time because we don't know.
Right.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Oh my gosh, I want to bring you back. We could talk another, we're just going to wait. I'll be back in 2 weeks on the show, and we'll see where we are then.
There will be more change.
More change. Okay, we'll be talking about that. Jerry Dennison, Yavapai College Small Business Development Center. You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQNA 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and KQNA.com.
Sprung. Lovely flowers are in bloom, and Cottonwood Area Transit is on the road again.
Ah. Bruce, CAT is here for our community all four seasons, and that's why our ridership continues to blossom.
Cottonwood Area Transit can take you where you want to go in Clarkdale, Verde Villages, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. Verde Links will even spring you to Sedona.
Don't forget your trips to Camp Verde and Greyhound through the Yavapai Apache Nation Transit.
Rudy, I sense budding travels ahead for us.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
Hi, I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Brothers. From Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
Where the long, cool summer is about to start.
In Alaska, maybe, but we're here in Arizona.
Yeah, but if you get a brand new air conditioner from us,
you'll have a long, cool summer. I get it.
And if the listeners get it, they'll save a lot of money right now.
Oh, brother.
That's me.
Save money now on a brand new air conditioning system from Gettle's High Desert Mechanical. Visit GettlesHDM.com or be sure to see Cindy at Costco. Don't settle. Get Gettle's.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. We live in interesting times, and the security of knowing what's in store for us in the future is up in the air for now. However, that doesn't mean that we can't make the best of what we have. There is a silver lining under every cloud, you know. Here at Olson's in Prescott, we've been looking at ways that we can make these times easier for you, your pets, and your wild birds. That means delivering to those who can't or don't want to leave their houses for one reason or another. These days, that can mean self-quarantine, or at the very least, least social distancing. On a side note, did you ever think we'd be talking about this? Be that as it may, however, if pet food / wild bird delivery is a solution for you, just call 445-1664. We're offering free delivery within 10 miles of our Prescott store with orders of $25 or more. When you call, just give our associate your order, pay by credit card, and if you call before our delivery vehicle leaves, you can possibly even get your order the same day. Our mission is the health of your animals, and for us, good enough just isn't. We're waiting to hear from you.
It's time for the 2020 census, but what is the census? For my grandfather, the census meant new possibilities. He came here 50 years ago for a better life, and he learned the census counted everyone to inform billions of dollars in funding each year for things that mattered to him and his community. Thanks to him, we all got counted, which gave us all the possibilities we have today.
Shape your future. Start here. Complete the census at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Joining me now is Ben Hooper. He is our Economic Development Manager for the Town of Prescott Valley. How you doing, Ben?
I'm doing wonderful, Marnie. Thanks so much for having me on this afternoon.
Well, you and I, we were on that conference call with Jerry. Jerry just was my guest in the prior segment. Mm-hmm. And we're getting a lot of information through her to share with our community. And so the town, I believe, has a website, too, that you're putting a lot of information on. What is that?
Yeah, so right now, if you go to pvaz.net, which is our normal website, up at the top, there's a banner that something about a community alert or something. You know, you click on the banner, and I think there might be one extra click that's needed, but it brings you to our COVID-19 page. Mm-hmm. And, there's several tabs with a wealth of information as it relates to COVID-19. I've been, as best as I can, diligently updating on the business resources as well as resources for those who may be looking for work right now. So until I know on your last segment you had talked about that, we're trying to streamline one county website.
Right.
Until that's up and going, I've been, diligently keeping up. So check out pvaz.net and also, so people are aware, you can pay your utility bills online there. There's lots of other online functions of the town that are available through our website.
Right, because the town hall is closed.
Correct.
The public, like entering, like our lobby is and that, but you can do so many things online now.
Well, and we are still in the building and mm-hmm. and working. And
right.
So if people have questions and they still it's a little different. It looks a little different the way that things are operating. But we are still able to provide the same services to our residents as we always have.
Right.
And that won't change.
Well, I'm in my office every day, as you know,
mm-hmm.
It's great. It's a different kind of environment. My staff is in different hours and staggered, so, less exposure between the three of them also. But I'm always there, my little office in the back with the windows. But I got a call. I just have to tell you, talking about community, I got a call today from a gentleman, 87 years old, and he knows it's time to tomorrow's census day.
Mm-hmm.
So he needs to, fill out a census form. And he called and was asking me because he doesn't have a computer. And, normally I would have said, the library can help you, but the
right.
library, but he asked me if it was okay. And I'm sharing this because if you're listening out there and it is okay, if you haven't done it yet and you're wondering the same question, if it's okay, if he used his neighbor's computer, he says, and we would be separated. And I said, oh, I get that. If it's okay if he used his neighbor's computer to fill out his census form, even mm-hmm. though his neighbor had already used his own computer to fill out his census form. And I said, oh, absolutely, it was okay. You log into the census site and you put in your own special number.
Correct.
And it'll recognize the number, not necessarily not the computer. And then you can go in and fill it on and then you've got it done. And he was so funny because he's 87 years old and he says, my dear, he says, I'm 87 years old and I've never seen anything like this in my lifetime. And I just had to chuckle and he was just wonderful and reminded me of my pops who would have been 90. And I could just imagine how my 90-year-old dad would have been navigating this. So I think one of the things that we're doing by being there and answering the phones is helping people too.
Absolutely. Well, and, you know, as it relates to the census, I think that, you know, this pandemic has underscored, you know, one of the, some of the importance of filling out the census. Now, we may or may not have the data that we need to understand how many residents, say, are in Prescott Valley because we're in the midst of filling out the census now. But at some point, there, you know, there's going to be potentially, you know, monies available for communities that are tied directly to what our census numbers are.
Exactly.
And so, you know, the world is things look a little different, but the world is continuing to march forward. And one of those things is the census. And so, you know, I know this is a really stressful time for everybody, but I can't stress enough how important it is to still remember to do things like, hop online and fill out the census. And of course, if people are having trouble, call your community partners, call the chamber, call the town.
Right.
We find creative solutions to get things done for our residents.
Right. And even if you don't have a computer, the internet, you can call them and do it by phone, or you can have them mail you a copy.
Correct.
And you fill it by mail and you can send it back in. So there's, you know, several ways to do it. And tomorrow being, you know, census day, but it doesn't mean if you don't get it done tomorrow, they're going to come and get you. No, you have some time to get it done. They had to set some kind of date.
Correct.
But we know that these times are different. And so some people are not concerned about that. They're working at the hospital. They're doing jobs, or maybe they have family that's ill. I mean, so yes, please. 5 minutes is all it takes. Mm-hmm. It's very, very simple. And
I did it all from my phone when I first got the form, and I think it took me less than 5 minutes.
Smartphone, iPad, you know, you don't need a computer, you know, a laptop or anything like that. So anyway, I just wanted to kind of mention that again because it's getting lost in the news because of everything else taking precedence.
Right. Well, and I think there's a lot of things that are getting lost in the news. And one of them is that, you know, our economy has taken a hit from COVID. But that does not mean that we need to become hermits in our homes and not go to any of our stores.
Yes.
You know, I mean, people need to follow CDC guidelines. They need to do what they need to do to keep themselves safe. But we can still get out and take takeout from our restaurant. We can order delivery from our restaurants. We can go and get our essential items from our stores still. And it's important that people remember that. And if you are in an at-risk category, you know, these are the times to lean on our neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
And I would be more than happy to go to the store and pick up things for an elderly neighbor that may need that.
Yes.
And I think you will find that I find that kind of compassion and love throughout Prescott Valley, and I think that we'll continue to see that. And so lean on your neighbor.
I agree.
I really can't encourage people enough to do that.
I agree.
That.
My neighbors and live on a little cul-de-sac, but we're all checking. You got everything? Are you okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody's checking with each other that, you know, we're making sure that nobody's going without and everybody's watched over.
Absolutely.
So, you know, just takes a little extra minute.
Mm-hmm.
But I've had calls from me and I've been helping people on the phone and telling them where they can get stuff or the best hours to get something, you know, and I've just pretty much adopted several elderly folks and I'm actually looking at, I check in with them.
Right.
Are you doing okay? You know, that's what we do.
Well, and it's important, with everything that's going on to realize that we just need to shift our mind a little bit. We need to understand that, you know, we can do things like order our food online.
Right.
And, you know, there's a lot of businesses out there that may not be set up to be able to do online ordering of food, online ordering of their retail. And if that's the case, if you are a business and you would like to be able to transition your business model to an online model, I encourage you, please give me a call. There are resources out there. My phone number is 928-759-3106. Or you can email me at bhooper, that's bhooper, at pvaz.net. I encourage people, please contact me and I can help get things set up so that, because we have tools available in 2020 to be able to move things online. And I'd be happy to assist businesses in getting that done.
Right. And our restaurants have really stepped up and changed their business models too, to
they have.
Where they haven't necessarily been a general takeout, you know, curbside delivery kind of business. They've changed that, and now they're doing new things and making them work. So
absolutely,
again, patronize those business. Remember, you know, today is Taco Tuesday.
That's right.
And I know our local Mexican restaurants have tacos, and they're open. So again, it's just opportunities. You don't have to just. The governor had a stay at home order, and that is if you didn't have anything vital, stay at home. But enjoy the outdoors.
Right.
What is it? Stay home, stay healthy, stay connected.
That's right.
And that's what he's saying. So, I mean, I go home every night and walk my dogs and see people. And so, but I don't wander around the store, aimless wandering, looking for things socially.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Which, you know, a lot of us, it's like, oh, I'm going to get out of the house and go, you know, cruise TJ Maxx or whatever, you know. So that's what's not recommended. And keep your groups. Don't, you know, stay the distance, the social distance still. And it's being smart.
Absolutely. Well, and you know, like I said, the world, it might look a little different, but it is continuing on. And people need to remember that. Things like our good producer here, Mason, is celebrating his birthday today, is my understanding.
You know, Mason's birthday.
That is still happening. You know, the life is still continuing. And we need to remember that
right.
Those things. It's special.
And if it starts really getting to you, you know what I say? Maybe you should turn the news off.
Absolutely.
And go outside.
I think that's a great recommendation.
not read the paper. It's easy to get caught up in that. Well, Ben, we're still working on things. Again, I love working with you, keeping Prescott Valley, you know, at the forefront, important, our business community vital, and we got a plan for our recovery because I think that's going to be the next thing we've got to deal with is, what do we do when we celebrate coming out of this?
Absolutely. Well, we still have businesses that are looking to move forward, and so we haven't hung our heads down in defeat. We're going to move forward, and we're going to move past this.
You bet. Well, Ben Hooper, thank you for joining me today. Again, Ben Hooper, the Economic Development Coordinator for the town of Prescott Valley. Awesome guy to work with and making things happen for our businesses and our community. So thank you. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, more here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQ&A 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and KQ&A.com.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley in Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Spring is the best time to be outdoors, garden, and create a personal oasis in your yard.
If you don't know where to start, Waters Personal Garden Service allows you to book an hour of one-on-one time with an expert without the crowds.
It's easy by phone or through our website. No lines, no waiting.
Purchase a $200 gift card, and we'll line you up with one of Waters' private gardeners.
You're going to love your yard again.
Waters Garden Center, 1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott, or at watersgardencenter.com.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reprographics, we deliver great printing now, with same-day and next-day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reprographics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth the family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Sally B's takeout menu is good to go. You can order takeout dinners anytime for just $9.99. 16 delicious entrees to choose from. Sally B's Grab and Eat breakfast burritos are a big hearty helping, starting at just $4.99. And your classic cheeseburger and fries, just $7.99. Spend $20 and Sally B's will give you a $5 coupon off your next order. Call ahead for quick pickup or curbside delivery. 772-2053. That's 772-2053. Sally B's, next to Safeway in Prescott Valley. You're good to go at Sally B's Cafe.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Tuesday check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Affinity RV. Yavapai County Community Health Services Public Health Coordinator Terry Farnetti reports all 15 counties in Arizona now have COVID-19 cases. There are 132 more cases and 4 more deaths in Arizona since yesterday. Yavapai County has 24 cases. Maricopa County has 788. Pima County, 202. Pinal, 62. Coconino, 81. Navajo, 91. Apache, 16. Graham, 2, Yuma, 2, Mojave, 7, La Paz, 2, Santa Cruz, 2, Cochise, 4, Gila, and Greenlee, 1 each. There have been 24 deaths reported from COVID-19 in Arizona, with 24 positive cases in Yavapai County, 17 residents are in the Quad Cities area, 7 in the Verde Valley. 12 of them are seniors age 65 and up, 12 are adults 18 to 54, 14 males, 10 females. The Yavapai Emergency Phone Bank is open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Call 442-5103. Cooling overnight to a mostly cloudy 42. Highs around 65 tomorrow through Saturday in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, an overnight low near 46. Warming tomorrow to around 76. Thursday through Saturday, 73. Your KQ&A News and Weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Tuesday evening and stay tuned. Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley will continue in a moment on KQ&A.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rugby Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
It's America First with me, your host Sebastian Gorka. 1 o'clock weekday afternoons on KQNA. And I know you folks in Yavapai County love America. So let's talk America First with Sebastian Gorka, live weekdays at 1 p.m. on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood.
We're told that staying in the moment is one path to a happy life. The Breast Care Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Center is here to help you on that journey. Rest assured that when it comes to your breast health, YRMC's Breast Care Center sets the standard of excellence in our community. What does that mean to you? It means state-of-the-art screening technology, exceptional and experienced providers, a compassionate and supportive team. And if you need it, YRMC's Breast Care Center is ready with the most advanced diagnostic studies and customized treatment options. Staying in the moment. Inspired by you.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. So like I said in the beginning of the show, that we were talking business, community, and now we're talking about mental health and how people and folks can get through this time with this COVID-19 pandemic. Joining me now is Dr. David Wolkoff, Medical Director for West Java Pi Guidance Clinic, along with Deanna Elder, Director of Marketing and Development. Welcome.
Thank you for having us again.
Good to have you, Doctor. I want to tell you, kudos. Great article in the newspaper. I'm sitting here with a copy of it right on the front page, talking about how to win the war against worry. Now, this has probably created a whole different dynamic than you probably experienced in large in your career.
Sure.
And absolutely, most everybody's never gone through this before, but it creates a whole lot of other issues besides economic and education. And now we're going to talk a little bit about what people could do for themselves to get through this, to help them ease through the unknown of this COVID-19.
Mm-hmm. There's so many things that people are worried about now, of course. They're worried about their health. They're worried about their loved ones. They're worried about finances, everything. So it just gets overwhelming. You can't possibly process all that at once. So that's why I recommend people just take some time, maybe half an hour a day, to just think about that. That could be your designated worry time, and read the news about things at that point, but not 24/7. None of us can handle that.
You're like obsess on it.
Yeah, it's easy to get sucked into it, though.
It is, because so much of it's on Facebook, too. And I know people connect with families, and in between your family feeds and information on your friends, what's going on is now something else that's, you know, being announced.
Right. Yes.
How does somebody separate the reality from the what may be not true, the truth or the untruth? Mm-hmm.
It's very hard to know. Even physicians struggle with what is the best thing for everyone to be doing. What should we all be doing? So just have a healthy skepticism. It's hard to be comfortable with the unknown, but we all have to be at this point, I think.
Right.
There's so much we don't know about this.
We don't know, but we do know is we will get through it.
We will.
How it looks on the other side, you know, where, and we talk about businesses, and this is, you know, the new business model on changes. So how it's going to look, we don't know yet, but we do know that there is a summer, and there will be Christmas and, you know, Hanukkah and all of that's in our future, and kind of focus on that understanding that this is happening now, but it will change at some point.
Yes, right. Just as humans, we have difficulty with uncertainty, I think. But we have to just learn to kind of ride the wave of uncertainty that we're going to get through this somehow, but we don't know what's on the other side.
Families together, support, does that help?
Absolutely, yeah. So this is, in a way, an opportunity. There are silver linings of this whole situation, as bad as it is, that people are hopefully reconnecting with family members, even reconnecting with friends. I've been sending out emails to people I haven't met since medical school, you know, like, how you doing? What's going on? And that's been good, hopefully for them as well. So it is an opportunity, especially if you're at home with the kids, to spend quality family time and not just stay cooped up inside. We should be getting out. We should be exercising. Those are low-risk activities. So it can be. There are certainly silver linings in this.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm gonna let you talk about the 10 tips to stay mentally fit during these trying times, and you explained it so well, and I thought I think we all should live this right now, you know, and focus on the positive.
Right, sure. So I'll go through those. So number one, get enough sleep, and as I mentioned,
I'm sleeping pretty well, by the way.
Good.
Even as stressful as I am trying to, you know, be a part and hold the community together and the businesses, I have two dogs that like to sleep with me. I think that comforts me.
Yes. So exercise, avoid caffeine as much as you can, unless if you drink every day, then caffeine, then you don't want to stop suddenly. But that does increase anxiety for a lot of people. The big one, socialize. Don't isolate. We talk about social distancing. I don't like the term. I think it should be physical distancing. But don't distance yourself socially from other people.
I like that. Physical distancing.
Yes.
And not social distance. Mm-hmm. Social distance. Continue to communicate and engage with, you know, in other ways with your family and friends.
Mm-hmm, for sure. Try to do what you can to help other people. That gives people a sense of control and empowerment. Plus, it helps other people feel good. Music.
Can I go back to that one real quick, Doctor?
Yes, sure.
When you're helping other people, I think that you're also taking control of your mental state. You're taking control and you're doing instead of worrying about what's happening to you. You're now in a giving, and that helps you feel productive and takes away that anxiety, right?
It does.
Does
it
make sense?
Okay. Yeah. Because it's hard for us to help ourselves. We have all these problems. We don't know what to do about them, but we can help other people and then maybe they reciprocate. So, so that's really important.
And on what you just said, let other people help you. If you're having difficulty, if you're, you know, it's okay to ask that neighbor, for help, or can I borrow a cup of flour or something like that?
Right. And it may not be the cup of flour that you really need. It's just seeing the neighbor and talking to another living person.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah. So some other tips, music, I find that helps just about everybody.
Absolutely.
I always encourage people to sing, even if you can't sing, still, you know, sing in the shower, sing in the car, whatever. Humor, laughter, trying to just see the funny side of this. There's all kinds of funny things on YouTube, memes and
memes
parodies
are crazy.
And things, but specifically around coronavirus, there's
but
some.
They make you laugh out loud. And you're like, oh my gosh,
they're hilarious.
But they're so funny.
Yes, yes.
Somebody said that they lost a friend because they posted a meme, you know, that was it was making fun of something, you know, and they said, I lost a friend because I thought, boy, you got
to
keep laughing through this,
you know,
in spite of things.
Yes, there's one, My Sharona, they have My Corona. It's hilarious. You have to see it. It's on YouTube.
To look it up.
There's lots of other ones as well. So I already mentioned reconnecting with friends and family, engaging in healthy escapes. So movies, reading fiction, particularly trying to just get out of the here and now. Armchair travel is something I enjoy. Just kind of finding a place and go and read about it and pretend that you're traveling there or something like that. And then just think back on difficult times that you've managed to get through and try to put it in perspective that we've made it through difficult times as individuals and as a nation. You know, we went through 9/11. We've gone through all these things. We made it through. We'll make it through this.
Right.
As I mentioned, just trying to see the silver lining in some of these things, less traffic, less pollution.
Yes, that's what they're saying, though.
Yeah, it's been a boon for the environment, all of this. So, maybe things will change after this, and we'll...
How about our elderly folks? I was telling earlier, I've been on a couple of phone calls. One was a lady who's 80 that lives by herself, and then today was a gentleman who was 87.
Mm-hmm.
And we had the most wonderful conversation. They were delightful, you know. I think I was their friend in time. Mm-hmm. But how can we help our elderly that don't have the opportunity to get out or is not as physically fit to do some of those things?
Mm-hmm. Just connecting with them in any way possible. Of course, elderly people may not be as tech savvy, so they may not be used to using Skype or those kinds of things, but they're still able. My mom's 80 and she uses Skype every day, and we talk even though she's in Sweden, and we communicate across the ocean and everything. So it is possible to get elders to use this kind of technology, and I think now's the time for them
Now's the time to get that phone, smartphone for your mom or dad or somebody if they've been fighting it so they can keep connected with, you know, their families. It's funny that we just have to remember that they're there. And I think that that's what some of our organizations that are doing food delivery are helping with. I see you nodding, Deanna.
I have neighbors. I live in a neighborhood that's primarily elderly, and I check on my neighbors quite often. Yeah, I'm just, you know, checking in, and when I'm driving through and they're taking out their trash can, I might just stop and just say, how are you doing? Do you need anything? So it's really important for us to check in, and it, you're right. It makes us feel good, and it makes them feel good.
Right. So you're considered essential medical services, obviously. So
you're
in a whole world of your own as far as continuing to remain open and serving the community.
That's right.
So are you doing any adjustments at West Java Bike Guidance Clinic for during this time?
Yes, yes. We're doing more telepsychiatry, telemedicine, whether that's through something like Zoom or Skype or something like that, or even just by phone for people that don't have access to those things. So we're continuing with groups and things like that as well, but in a modified basis, having people sit apart from each other as much as possible.
Right.
But we're we're continuing to serve the community, and we're not going to close. There's no circumstance where we would close.
No, and we have, you know, those folks that really rely on that support and that help. And so, you know, the worst thing we do is disengage with anybody that needs us in probably the worst of times. You know, and for those that, like I said, are elderly, are young people who don't have I look at it a little bit, you know, my age and say, boy, I've been through a lot of stuff in my lifetime. This beats it all. But I've known I've come through a lot of stuff in my lifetime. And I know we'll get through this. But for the young people and the older, I mean, they feel much more vulnerable that they don't have, they need the help to get through it. And that's where friends come in. Family.
And we're making sure that we're touching our clients. We want to wrap our arms around, you know, our clients and the people that we work with. And so we're really making sure that we're doing that. And it's
good,
at all levels.
Good.
It's from our children in home right now because no school, right?
I know. No school.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Boy, yes. That's kid's dream.
I know. But you know what? It's turning out not to be. It was their dream, but they're finding the reality of it's not quite what it's cut out to be.
Yes.
They're not.
Some of them. Yes,
yeah. I think it's, you know, when you can run and play and be with your friends and do things and go to the movies, that's all great. But if you're soaking at home with mom and book, studying. No,
yes.
I don't want this. I miss my friends.
Yes. I have an 11-year-old at home, and so far he's doing fine with it, but we just started with the study from home online.
Oh, yes.
And that. So it's an adjustment. The hardest thing, I think, is the separation from peers, not being able to go out and play. Even if you live next to someone, maybe their parents don't want them out playing. So that's been difficult. But kids these days, they're doing online games, and they talk to each other, they chat online. So that helps somewhat.
A little bit different for them with the technology now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as long as you look at those 10 tips and you kind of incorporate them in your life, I think, you know, we can get through this mentally healthy. You know, taking care of ourselves.
Yes.
So that, you know, when recovery comes, we're able to move on and take the next step in our journey.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And then maybe the next step won't seem so difficult after this.
Well, I'll tell you, nothing can seem difficult after this, especially being in the business community.
Yes.
You're absolutely right.
Yes. Well, Dr. Volkoff, thank you so much. Again, great article in the paper. It's just so fitting for this time. Gearing all of our conversations here on Talk of the Town Prescott Valley towards, you know, information resources on COVID-19, the pandemic. So I appreciate you being with us and speaking as to your expertise. And Deanna, thank you for joining us
too.
Thank you.
Thanks
for having us. Those neighbors.
Thank you.
Okay, short break here on Talk of the Town Prescott Valley. We'll be right back after this short message.
Sprung. Lovely flowers are in bloom, and Cottonwood Area Transit is on the road again.
Ah.
Bruce, Cat is here for our community all four seasons, and that's why our ridership continues to blossom.
Cottonwood Area Transit can take you where you want to go in Clarkdale, Verde Villages, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. Verde Links will even spring you to Sedona.
Don't forget your trips to Camp Verde and Greyhound through the Yavapai Apache Nation Transit.
Rudy, I sense budding travels ahead for us.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun, friendly salon. Let's go to Janessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Janessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Janessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Janessa's with an E Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
Money back from Gettles? Listen up, because this is a cool deal. Earn up to $1,600 in possible rebates with Gettles, the premier Lennox dealer in Northern Arizona. The guys and gals at Gettles can help you put cash in your pocket with huge free savings on a new central air conditioning system. So call now to schedule your free in-home evaluation, 928-772-2751, or visit GettlesHDM.com. That's GettlesHDM.com. Don't settle, get Gettles.
In this moment, who has your back?
Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White's Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
The 2020 census is just around the corner. This is Vice Mayor Laura Lee Nye, and every 10 years, the results of the census are used to determine our seats in the House of Representatives. The data is confidential, and it's in the U.S. Constitution. Be sure you are counted for Prescott Valley. Look for your census notification starting in March 2020. Participation is easy. Say, I count for Prescott Valley.
If you haven't responded to the Prescott Valley 2020 U.S. Census, don't worry. You can do it right now. In fact, you'll be getting a reminder postcard in the mail shortly. You can stand up and be counted for Prescott Valley by phone or online. It's easy, and no census taker will visit. Of course, you can also respond to the 2020 Census in person at the Prescott Valley Library during normal business hours. Look for the reminder postcard in the mail and make sure you get counted for Prescott Valley in the 2020 Census.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
Well, thank you for joining us today on Talk of the Town Prescott Valley. I was really pleased to bring our guests to the show today to fill you in on some information and resources that are very, very important during this COVID-19 pandemic. And also, I want to thank Dr. David Wolkoff for giving me the best idea I've had. It's about physical distancing, not social distancing. So keep the physical distance, 6 feet apart, not large groups, but remember to keep in contact with your family and your friends, your neighbors, and so everybody is connected and feeling valued through this time. So again, great, Dr. David Wolkoff, great news. Social distancing, nope, it's physical distancing. And thank you all for joining us. Next week we have Superintendent Dan Streeter on the show, and as we talk about what's going on, schools have closed through the end of the school year by the order of the governor, so we're going to see what Humboldt Unified School District is doing during that time. So we want to thank you all for joining us, and again, be safe, take care of each other out there, and remember to check Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce for more information on our website.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Cottonwood Area Transit, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, A&E Reaper Graphics, Genesis Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employers, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m. and 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.